This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Welcome back to Perspectives, live with Ashley Burgess here at 570 KLIF. Some people call it Cliff. And you know what? You can listen to us on 570 AM, or you can listen to us on iHeartRadio app. It's an application. You can get it, and you can listen to us. So right now, without any further ado, let's go to the Perspectives Pulse.
It's Pulse time, the Perspectives Pulse.
That's nice. I like that. So, you know, this is really the heartbeat of networking here that we talk about tonight. And joining me is our co-host of the Perspectives Pulse, J.R. Atkins, to be on line one. J.R., how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Ashley. I've really enjoyed the show so far, talking about change and then getting out of our comfort zone, getting out of our routines. That leads right into what we're talking about different activities or networking events or places you could go and network that would help bring about a positive change in your life.
Awesome. I'm all about positive change. And like Bill was even saying earlier, sometimes you got to make changes and you got to go different places, do different things, find different people to hang out with. So what's our first opportunity for networking and making change in our life this week, JR, that you felt applicable enough and good for our listeners to attend?
Well, the first one will be this Wednesday, June 5th, and we actually have two tickets, so folks need to look for a way to communicate with us and sign up to see if they get to go to the tickets, get the tickets. But it's an event with Jason Matthews, who is a former member of the CIA. He's got a new book out called Red Sparrow. It's a novel. And it's filled with intrigue and romance and deceit and surprise. And that'll be this Wednesday at the Crescent Hotel. That's sponsored by the World Affairs Council, who's given us the two tickets. And runs from 6:30 to about 8 o'clock. And it's $25 if you're a member. If you're not, it's $40 for visitors. But two people get to go for free.
And we're giving away those two tickets tonight. And I know that sometimes some of y'all will say that the cat has got your tongue. And I know from our ratings, there's a lot of y'all listening. So I get it. I get it. But call in, or if you don't want to call in and you're too scared to call in, which is cool, I don't want to put you on the spot, okay? But this is like a CIA event. Sounds pretty cool. I am posting this right now on my Facebook and Twitter. And so whichever way, if we get a call or the other on Facebook or Twitter, the seventh person will win those tickets. So what is next? What else do we have going on that you think is just extra special?
Well, the next one is in the area of marketing. And I run across a lot of people that are in transition in this area. And the Dallas Fort Worth American Marketing Association has a meet and greet going on this Thursday evening at a very nice place called Seasons 52. It's their location in Plano. So if you can look that up online, it's free for members. It's a small little fee for non-members. If you go to dfwama.com, you can find out more information. Just a casual get-together in a happy hour environment to talk a little bit about business and meet some other folks.
Awesome. Awesome. So what about, though, anything that if you have, let's just say, like, you can't get rid of the family, if you have family that you need to do something with, and there's no allowing you to go networking out and hanging out and gallivanting around and having some drinks. So what's a good thing for the family to do?
Well, this Saturday, there's a free event at the Meadows Museum, which sits on the campus of SMU. This Saturday, June 10th, runs from, it's kind of during the midday period. I think it's 11 to 2, but it's free admission, and you get to go to the gallery, seeing the various exhibits they have. There's some impressionists from Europe, some other art, but it's family-oriented. There's people that can answer questions. The docents there are very helpful. And if you want more information, you can call the museum or go online and look it up, but that's a cool free family event this Saturday.
That sounds pretty cool. And we got some SMU folks in the house here right now that are pretty happy to hear about the Meadows Museum. Woohoo!
Yeah.
And so let me ask you. So, you know, the biggest thing is we have the J.R. Atkins tip and networking tip of the week. And so tell us what that tip is right now so we can add some more challenge in our life and also maybe some more success.
Well, today's tip falls under the idea of the art of the question. And as a good friend of mine says, we can find no more powerful answers than the power of the question we ask. And this question has to do when people ask us, what do we do? And we can all give a kind of boring answer like, I'm an accountant. Or we can give a weird answer like, I'm a domestic goddess overseeing an organization of four minors. And, you know, oh, you work it out of the house. But somewhere between those two, you know, there's a way to answer that is interesting and conversational. And those are the kind of things that lead on for people to open up. They're usually an answer, maybe, and then back with another question that keeps the dialogue going so we get to know one another on a more personal level, find those common areas. And that's at the heart of networking, is that relationship that we build, that we meet in person and then often carry online, and sometimes we meet online and then meet in person. But the idea is those questions that we ask and how we answer it are the power of the networking.
Hey, that's a great tip. And I think that that's really an intelligent thought process because, you know, a lot of times, I mean, just a sidebar on my thought process on that is that a lot of times you get like, you know, when somebody's asking you what you do, you're like, come on. You know what I mean? I mean, why do you care? I mean, you haven't even asked me what my name is first. I understand where you're coming from, and I think that's cool to make it, you know, interesting. And maybe a sidebar other concept is don't always think that somebody's trying to judge you or size you up. Just try to be, you know, open and open for dialogue. And I think that's how I take it tonight. So I think that's good.
And, you know, it doesn't matter how someone asks us. We get to answer in a way that sets the tone of the conversation. So even if we perceive it like, well, they're sounding a little fishy, we can come back with a good, solid answer and change the vibe of the conversation so it's productive.
That's true. Hey, I saw that picture that you took with one of our listeners, I guess, for this last event that y'all went to. What was that event?
Oh, yeah, that was this past Saturday, Saturday at the Melrose Hotel, and we had a speaker, a reporter from the Dallas Morning News who goes in to Mexico. Matter of fact, I've got his book right here, Midnight in Mexico, and we had our guest come with us, Vincent and his girlfriend, and they enjoyed free tickets that they won last Sunday on the show and had a good time, got a copy of the book, got the author to sign it. It was a fun event.
Pretty cool. So, yeah, you know, let's find out about those other tickets as well as we'll be talking more about the seven tips. Is there anything else that you'd like to add? I can't wait to talk to you next week, but is there anything else that you'd like to leave with our listeners tonight?
I'd say that networking opportunities can occur anywhere based on just the time to visit with someone and build that relationship. So whether you're in the grocery store or you're at one of the events we talk about, you know, is an opportunity to get to know someone and build a relationship, and that's what networking is all about.
Awesome. I totally agree with that. And also check out JR's website when you get a chance to. What's your website address again?
SomethingDifferentCompanies.com.
SomethingDifferentCompanies.com. So check that out, as well as JR will be joining us next week with a new networking tip, as well as the places to go to make those changes or to continue the change and the benefits that you've already done into your life and to just basically, you know, make it even that much more better. So stay tuned for next week for JR, and we really appreciate having you on again tonight and hope you have a wonderful week.
You too, Ashley. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yeah, so that's awesome. So I thought that was a really great networking tip, and it's true. And from my perspective, you know, when people ask you what you do, you kind of just get turned off. You know, and you kind of come up with something kind of crazy and off the wall, or just like nothing, you know, or you just kind of make up something. But I think it's true. I mean, if you really want to, you know, start meeting people and really mingling and starting to meet and make some, you know, decisions in your life, you know, maybe taking that seriously. But like he said, you know, you can set the tone for the conversation. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about the seven tips and tricks on how to make those changes in your life and how not to be that example of insanity in the dictionary. So stay tuned and keep it on 570 KLIF or keep it on iHeartRadio app. As well as if you're looking at Facebook right now, you know that I have put those offers for those tickets on there, and so you can go on and claim them there. Anyway, you can give us a call to this next segment as we talk about more about making those changes at 888- 787 888-787-5543. Again, 888-787-5543. We'll be back in two shakes.
150 miles per gallon. Feeling the wind in your hair. Smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour. Never worrying about parking. Lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation. Like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear, brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the JakeBike.com offers made-for-you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel-efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's the JakeBike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. The JakeBike.com.